You're listening to an African Elements top news story for April 22, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Unpacking the Haitian TPS crisis, why fear mounts today. The Haitian TPS crisis stems from decades of policy shifts. It began long before the recent headlines surfaced. The legal framework emerged clearly in 1990. The federal government passed the Immigration Act that year. This legislation created temporary protected status. Congress designed this humanitarian tool carefully. The program allows the government to grant temporary legal status. It protects foreign nationals escaping extreme turmoil. These individuals flee armed conflicts or severe environmental disasters. A catastrophic earthquake devastated Haiti in January 2010. The violent disaster killed an estimated 230,000 people quickly. It also displaced 1.5 million desperate residents. The United States government responded to the utter destruction. Officials granted temporary protection to 57,000 Haitians. The island completely collapsed under the sheer devastation. This tragic event shaped U.S. politics in unexpected ways. The response established a new precedent for Caribbean migration. Advocates viewed the policy as a necessary lifeline. It offered a temporary bridge to safety and stability. The policy aimed to prevent further humanitarian catastrophe. Over the following decade, Haiti faced severe hardship constantly. A massive cholera epidemic ravaged the vulnerable population. United Nations peacekeepers accidentally introduced the deadly disease. Furthermore, Hurricane Matthew struck the island violently in 2016. Natural disasters continuously battered the struggling nation. Political turmoil quickly worsened the already dire situation. The 2021 assassination of President Jovenel Moise triggered complete chaos. Gang violence and state instability surged immediately afterward. Armed groups seized control of major infrastructure and roads. This perfect storm prevented the expiration of legal protection. Citizens could safely return to their home country. Conditions remained extraordinarily unsafe for anyone attempting repatriation. Consequently, administrations repeatedly prolonged the protected status. The United States recognized the impossibility of mass deportations. Returning thousands of people to a collapsed state seemed unconscionable. Advocates stressed the ongoing dangers facing the diaspora daily. They constantly petitioned the government for continued compassion. The nation remained trapped in a perpetual cycle of crises. Advocates note a critical difference between extensions and redesignations. An extension helps current beneficiaries maintain their existing status. It allows registered individuals to renew their protective documents. However, a redesignation moves the residency cutoff date forward. This specific action allows newer arrivals to apply for protection. A redesignation opens initial registration to a broader pool. Without it, new arrivals remain entirely ineligible for protection. This rule applies regardless of the severity of the crisis. Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas expanded eligibility significantly in June 2024. He moved the residency requirement date forward to capture migrants. This redesignation protected a massive wave of recent arrivals. The protected population grew dramatically over several years. Initially, the program shielded approximately 57,000 individuals from deportation. By 2024, the number surged past 300,000 people. This enormous increase highlights the escalating instability in Haiti. It also underscores the evolving demographic landscape of the diaspora. The current crisis strongly echoes previous political battles. The situation previously escalated during the first Trump administration. In 2017, officials announced aggressive plans to end Haitian protection. The administration argued that the 2010 earthquake conditions no longer existed. They claimed the island had recovered sufficiently for safe return. This controversial decision sparked immediate outrage across the diaspora. It led directly to a landmark federal lawsuit. The prominent case, Ramos versus Nielsen, challenged the sudden termination. A federal judge eventually blocked the administrative action completely. The court cited overwhelming evidence of racial animus in the process. The ruling provided temporary relief for thousands of terrified families. Advocates celebrated the legal victory as a major triumph. However, the decision left the community deeply unsettled. People realized their legal safety remained highly vulnerable. The constant threat of sudden deportation created immense anxiety. Families lived in daily fear of inevitable family separation. In legal terms, racial animus indicates that prejudice motivated policy. Plaintiffs argued the termination decision violated the Equal Protection Clause. They claimed the administration held blatant bias against non-white immigrants. The federal court agreed with this troubling legal assessment. Direct and circumstantial evidence can prove racial animus legally. Derogatory statements by high-level officials serve as strong evidence. Under the Arlington Heights standard, courts examine the historical background. They assess whether a policy bears heavily on one race. Plaintiffs successfully argued the administration tainted the decision-making process. They demonstrated that systemic bias influenced the final outcome. Proving racial animus can lead a court to vacate policies entirely. This occurs even if the agency ostensibly followed standard procedures. The case highlighted the deep roots of racism in immigration enforcement. It validated the ongoing concerns of civil rights activists nationwide. The legal battle exposed the harsh realities of systemic prejudice. The legal landscape shifted dramatically again in June 2024. The Department of Homeland Security extended protection through February 2026. Officials cited extraordinary and temporary conditions justifying the humanitarian move. These conditions included rampant gang warfare and extreme food insecurity. The government expanded eligibility to 309,000 additional individuals. These people had arrived before the June 2024 cutoff date. However, the political climate drastically changed in early 2025. The current administration recently moved to vacate previous extensions. To vacate means to legally void or cancel a previous ruling. This formal reversal strips individuals of their protected status completely. A vacatur deprives an administrative rule of its legal force. It effectively treats the rule as though it never existed. The action essentially creates a state of intense legal limbo. Beneficiaries suddenly face the looming threat of mass removal. The reversal abruptly shatters the stability of hundreds of thousands. Federal authorities quickly shifted their enforcement strategies in 2025. Chicago residents witnessed a dramatic surge in aggressive immigration enforcement. Officials launched a campaign dubbed Operation Midway Blitz. This intense initiative resulted in approximately 1,600 arrests rapidly. Authorities conducted these terrifying sweeps in late 2024 and early 2025. ICE agents heavily targeted predominantly Black and immigrant neighborhoods. Observers noted operations occurring near schools and child care centers. Federal authorities entirely bypassed local sanctuary laws during these sweeps. The federal government acted unilaterally to enforce these mass deportations. The system of federalism and Black politics often clashes during immigration debates. Officials claim they targeted individuals with criminal records exclusively. However, reports indicate that 81% of those arrested lacked convictions. The current leadership firmly prioritizes mass deportations in sanctuary cities. Agents deployed additional National Guard troops to assist the aggressive raids. The community feels heavily besieged by these militarized tactics. Meanwhile, advocates in Los Angeles report mounting concerns daily. Data from local response networks reveals highly alarming trends. Enforcement is heavily concentrated in specific urban zip codes. The San Fernando Valley and South Gate see intensely high activity. Community alerts frequently track unmarked white pickup trucks. These vehicles display subtle green federal agency markings. Masked agents conduct rapid arrests in busy residential and commercial areas. Witnesses state that agents detain individuals in mere seconds. Agents wearing green bulletproof vests jump from nondescript vehicles suddenly. They execute rapid turn-and-burn arrests at local grocery stores. Advocacy groups describe this tactic as a calculated campaign of terror. They characterize the actions as a continuation of systemic racism. The community views these sudden sweeps as direct, unprovoked attacks. The goal appears to be sowing immense fear immediately. Residents live in constant apprehension of sudden street detentions. The mere sight of a white truck causes widespread panic. The sociological concept of anti-Black nativism helps explain these events. This term describes discrimination that intersects xenophobia with deep racism. Black immigrants face a unique form of systemic double jeopardy. Society marginalizes them as foreigners and targets them as Black individuals. Historically, Haitian migrants have faced extremely harsh treatment continuously. The government interdicted Haitian vessels extensively during the 1980s. Authorities sent passengers back without allowing basic asylum applications. Coast Guard ships intercepted nearly 25,000 Haitians over 10 years. Officials only allowed 28 people to apply for legal asylum. This historical exploitation creates a shared struggle against oppression within the diaspora. Scholars argue that anti-Black racism shaped the modern nativist state. Policies designed to exclude often target Black migrants first disproportionately. This reality explains why Black migrants face higher rates of detention. They also experience lower rates of asylum approval compared to others. The justice system frequently fails to protect these vulnerable populations. African American civil rights organizations are responding forcefully today. Groups like the NAACP have mobilized rapid response networks swiftly. These dedicated teams document federal raids and provide vital legal resources. Organizers lead massive protests in predominantly Black neighborhoods across major cities. They aim to provide unification and highly structured community organization. The Haitian struggle reflects broader movements for systemic racial justice. Leaders emphasize that immigrant justice is inseparable from racial equity. The Black Lives Matter movement has joined widespread community protests. Demonstrators forcefully oppose the militarized enforcement of Operation Midway Blitz. The fight reflects the historic revolutionary rise and social impact of past civil rights organizations. Activists demand an immediate end to discriminatory policing practices. They work tirelessly to protect families from sudden separation. Community solidarity remains the strongest defense against aggressive federal overreach. The alliance between native-born Black Americans and Black immigrants strengthens continually. The termination of legal protection carries massive economic consequences locally. Approximately 200,000 protected individuals are currently employed nationwide. These diligent workers contribute $5.9 billion to the national GDP. They also pay roughly $1.5 billion in annual taxes. The removal of hundreds of thousands of essential workers would devastate industries. Healthcare, agriculture, and hospitality sectors rely heavily on this dedicated workforce. In Florida alone, Haitian workers contribute $2.6 billion annually. Mass deportations would harm the United States economy severely and permanently. Employers would struggle immensely to fill sudden labor shortages. Furthermore, the action would force families into extreme financial hardship immediately. Experts estimate 25,000 children would fall below the poverty line quickly. The sudden loss of income would destabilize entire local communities. Local governments would lose essential tax revenue needed for public services. The economic fallout would ripple across the entire country rapidly. It remains vital to understand the severe limitations of temporary protection. The program absolutely does not provide a direct pathway to citizenship. Beneficiaries cannot obtain a permanent green card solely through this status. The designation operates strictly as a non-immigrant, temporary measure. It provides vital work authorization and temporary protection from deportation. However, individuals remain trapped in constant legal limbo for decades. Time spent under this status does not count toward naturalization requirements. If the government terminates the status, individuals face immediate federal removal. Beneficiaries must suddenly revert to their previous undocumented status. They must urgently find independent legal bases to remain permanently. The future looks incredibly bleak for hundreds of thousands of residents. Families face the terrifying prospect of returning to a gang-controlled country. The current administration continues pushing aggressively for mass deportations nationwide. The Haitian TPS crisis highlights the fragile nature of humanitarian relief. The diaspora continues fighting bravely for permanent, unshakable justice. Copyright African Elements.